And I think one of the things that is significant, and I just raised this question in the book, is why was meat first given to people to eat? Why was permission to eat meat first given after the fall? I mean, after the flood. In other words, you would expect it to have been after the fall. Okay, everything's
right.
Different now,
mm-hmm.
So go ahead and eat animals. No, it's after the flood, which appears to happen, we don't know how long after, but a long time. I mean, civilization has developed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long time after the fall. Well, I think one of the reasons may be that there was still a residual intelligence, a high level of intelligence in animals that was theirs in the garden, that then even after the fall, human beings got dumber after the fall. You know, I think animals got dumber after the fall, but with animals, I think it just continued to diminish. And there's still, of course, great intelligence, relatively speaking, among some animals. But nonetheless, I think there was a deterioration, a diminishing. I think there's a real statement about what animals were like in the Garden of Eden to consider that God did not give them as food until a great time later. And it raises that question of why. But the other part of it, which I talk about in the book, is it is remarkable that you have this serpent who's talking to this woman, and no mention is made of, now this is a strange situation, we have an animal talking to a woman. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I mean, do animals talk to us? I mean, if one animal talked in the garden, and of course we usually think of, oh, well, of course, it's just because Satan, an intelligent being, indwelt that animal. But that animal, it would seem, Satan doesn't inhabit a rock and then the rock starts to.
Right.
And you would think that animal had some ability
mm-hmm.
to communicate.